In this segment, we're going to talk to somebody who's not, who doesn't have gasoline in the blood, who's a relative newcomer to the auto industry. We're going to be talking to Dr. Ken Washington. Ken is Vice President of Research and Advanced Engineering for the Ford Motor Company, but he was formerly Vice President of the Space Technology Advanced Research and Development Lab at Lockheed Martin Space Systems Company. One thing that's very different, of course, is the scale of production. I would imagine when you're making that that telescope that looks into the surface of the sun, you're making one of those things, and you're hoping that it works well, right? But now you got to develop technology that you can produce in the millions of units. So how does that affect the challenge and your understanding of the challenge?
Well, you're right. There is a different scale, and there's a different time scale. There's a different risk factor. But both industries are high-risk industries where people's lives are at stake, where you're launching things in the space business that are very expensive units that have a lot of energy associated with it. So you have to make sure that you do it right, and you're not going to put people in harm's way. And I think vehicle technology development is very much the same. There's a lot of risk involved. It's a regulated industry, but we do build millions of units, and things come to production much quicker, and so there's faster technology development cycles. And I find that very invigorating and very exciting. But at the same time, there's pieces of our business in the automotive sector that we're now feeling isn't fast enough, and so we're really pushing our employees and ourselves to innovate in every part of our business so we can go faster, we can be smart about how we embrace the right technologies to continue to build great cars, trucks, and utilities and electrified vehicles, while at the same time looking to create a new mobility service solution set for our customers.
Well, let's dive into some of those challenges in the auto industry in a second, but I want to ask you one more question. What practices do you think that you were able to bring from your previous job to Ford that were helpful for Ford? And what can the auto industry learn from the aerospace industry?
I think the biggest thing that I brought with me is a healthy dose of skepticism and asking questions. And, for example, because I came to Ford as with fresh eyes, not being in the industry for a long time, I was able to ask questions of my team about how and why we were doing things the way we were doing it. And I was able to bring questions about partnering with technology companies and new partners that we had historically not talked with. So as we opened our Silicon Valley office, I used to live in Silicon Valley. And the Lockheed Martin Research Lab is actually in the heart of Silicon Valley. And so it was very easy and natural for me to lean into that transition and to make that successful, leveraging some of the relationships I had brought with me from my former life and leveraging my understanding of how Silicon Valley works. And also, finally, asking the right questions about, why wouldn't we work with technology company X or startup company Y or a technology company that has nothing to do with automotive, but has some really good technology or software.
As you're moving more into smart mobility, you're changing really the role of Ford in my life, in your customers' lives, that it's not just a product that we buy and that we use, we spend time with, but as you're thinking about mobility, there's a lot more that you're connecting to about my life. And so your understanding of who I am and how I live my life, and of course how my son lives my life, my mother lives her life, and all the other types of customers you serve, is even greater. And so how do you bring that customer voice into the advanced research and development group that you run?
So a big part of it is thinking about mobility and as we have defined it at Ford. And we really think of mobility as making people's lives better. And we always talk about our technology in the same breath as we talk about the customer experience. And so for us, smart mobility is about connectivity, mobility, autonomy, but also the customer experience and data and analytics. And those last two pieces are extremely important because the data and analytics technology that is now very possible and it's becoming more and more real, being able to do analytics on people's behaviors, on the trends that we see on the globe, is giving us insight into how people lead their lives. It's giving us an understanding of what people want so that we really know our customers.